With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Court is now in session.
Hello, friends, family, and fan, welcome back to Findings of the Court, where every day I take Melissa and Austin's show from that morning and break it down, adding my two cents. And if I do say, today's show might have been their best yet. We got things started by talking about the podcast, the Show After the Show podcast that we record every Thursday. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just search Melissa and Austin Show After the Show. Very easy to find. Or you can text AFTER to 44995 and you'll get everything sent to you. Very easy and convenient. We do it every Thursday, and it's what happens when the mics go off. We talk about this, that, and anything. Literally anything that pops into our head. Like yesterday, we talked about men's underwear, boxers or briefs, which led to talking about the Louisiana Purchase, which led to talking about Waffle House. There were so many strange tangents, but it was a very, very funny session. So make sure to go listen to that. The Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court. So we brought some of that to the show this morning, talking about men's underwear, the age-old question, boxers or briefs. And we talked about how both Austin and I, if you were wondering, our boxer briefs guys. And Melissa is pretty unfamiliar with boxers, briefs, and boxer briefs. So we had to explain, you know, that boxers are the loose ones with legs. Briefs are short, like bikini bottoms. And boxer briefs are the best of both worlds. Supportive and you know, with the leg, but tight. And that's what we both do. And so then she was wondering, well, what do most men wear? Are we normal? And ladies, what do you like your men to wear? And so it was a funny conversation. We opened up the phone lines and we had a mixed bag. Some people saying boxers, others boxers briefs. But my favorite was the guy who says that, well, I think he was usually a boxer brief guy. But now we're entering the season where it turns to long johns. And I was cracking up, because I can totally relate to that. In the winter, I wear a pair of fleece sweatpants under my normal sweatpants to keep me warm. It's so comfortable. I love it, and nobody knows that I'm wearing two pairs of sweatpants. So we're just like a couple months away from that. We're already entering hoodie season, and then comes double sweatpants season, baby. So that was a hilarious conversation. He says that he works outside, so the long johns are necessary. I'm so excited. Is there any material better than fleece? I don't think so. And then we started the 7 o'clock hour with Melissa bringing a hypothetical to us, kind of like that show, What Would You Do, with John Q. I don't remember how to pronounce his name. I know it's John Q. And this was, if you found $500 in an envelope in the back seat of a Lyft or Uber, would you return it? Moral dilemma. I think if I found it, well, and that's what I said on air, is that I don't think I would look in the envelope. If there was an envelope sitting next to me, I'm not opening it. I am ignoring said envelope because it's not mine. What business do I have going through it? But if this is a hypothetical where I've already opened it and found $500, the first thing I would do is ask the driver, is this yours? After that, maybe I would do a tweet to get it out there. How much effort am I supposed to put into finding this person who left their money? I don't want to waste my entire day now trying to find them. So I would probably take it, get a tweet out, and hold on to it for a couple days to see if anybody reaches out. Maybe give the Uber guy my number, but how do we know we can trust him? That's another question. I trust myself more than I trust this stranger. So I would hold on to it, give it a couple days. I think, what, is it true that legally, after 30 days, the lost and found becomes yours? I feel like I've heard that somewhere. So I would give it the 30 days, keep it safe, not spend it, not put it in the bank, just protect it. And if I don't hear anything, it becomes mine. Maybe I would do something nice with it. You know, like 5% goes to charity or something. You're welcome. I would do good with the money that I found. And then I started thinking, too, who keeps their money in an envelope? Probably a shady person. Mob, maybe? So would I want to take it? I don't know. It's not like finding a wallet with money or just loose change. An envelope? Sounds like a deal gone wrong. I don't know if I want to insert myself in this. Sounds like it could be the beginning of a movie. But yeah, I would take the money. Absolutely. And then at 8 o'clock, we talked about... We've rounded back to yesterday talking about our worst first dates. Yesterday, we shared ours. Now, today, we opened up the phone lines, allowing you to share yours. And, oh, man, I learned one thing. It's don't go on blind dates. No good can come out of a blind date. Somebody called saying that by the time she showed up at the date, he was already drunk. What an idiot. If I showed up and she was already hammered, I'd probably not introduce myself and just keep walking like I'm not who she's expecting. It's a blind date. That's one of the perks, is that you can pretend it's not you. She's already drunk? I would like to have a drink at dinner. Then that person gets drunker. That's no fun. We have to be on the same level. Hey, let me know that you're going to show up drunk. Then we can both show up drunk. That's fun. But if you're drunk and I'm not, that's no good deal. So that's what we got into today. A fantastic way to wrap up the week. And then we actually had Lauren Screeden from the Chicago Bears on to talk to her about her involvement in the Bears. She's the in-game host and a lot of fun to talk to. So that's all on Melissa and Austin's Best Of podcast today. You can find it right above or below this. Very easy to find. We will be back Monday morning. And we've got Dan and Shay tickets, by the way. Heads up on that. Dan and Shay tickets all next week on Melissa and Austin. Thanks again for listening to Findings of the Court. I appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.